Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We kicked off Hour 2 tonight with Tom Pippins, the sports director from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We've been talking about his Packers. We're also going to take time to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Wisconsin Badgers. Well, and the Packers, Mike McCarthy, he has led the Packers to the playoffs each of the past 7 years. I have to wonder, just listening to you talking about they can't ease into games, they can't have these slow starts. Do they have enough veteran leadership to help them muscle through this adversity and to get them ready to go and to be firing on all cylinders right from the beginning?
Love that question. And, you know, I wish they had, going back to Donald Driver, a leader in that mold. Aaron Rodgers is more of a leader by example. He's quieter. Clay Matthews, the same. They really don't have someone who's a rah-rah type. Mike Daniels, the fine defensive tackle, is. In fact, after the Colts game, he was, you know, there was a profanity-laced tirade in the shower that the reporters weren't supposed to hear but couldn't help but hear. And so I think he's one of those. But at some point, I just think you're going to need a little bit more. I'm not sure they're all on the same page and listening with him. So I do question. And that's going to happen, as you know, Big E, when you constantly bring in young people. I think Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, the third year, very fine safety, was the guy given the pregame speech before the Tennessee game. Well, you got a third-year guy doing that, you know. So I think in that regard, there is a little bit of a disconnect. But these are all things, as you know, that come into the fray when you're winning. If they were winning games, and I certainly would think they would not be 4-5 if they had a healthy Eddie Lacy, Sam Shields, ad infinitum. You know, I mean, they keep saying next man up, next man up. Well, again, as you're so aware from your experience as an athlete, you can only go so far with that. You know, the second and third team people are that way for various reasons, you know, whether it's a lack of gifts or talent or whether it's just they need seasoning and they aren't ready to just be thrown in there. And that's what's happened to a number of these players.
You know, Tom, you mentioned the game against the Titans, and it seemed like what the Packer fans really showed up. They showed their support. They turned out in big numbers in Nashville. How are they overall? Can you give us a sense of like what they're going through? Because this is obviously, they're accustomed to winning. They're accustomed to being in the hunt for a championship. I mean, what are the emotions like up there?
Well, there's a lot of consternation, and I mentioned before, you know, fire Mike McCarthy, do this. You do have some of that. But, of course, these are fans who love their team through thick and thin. It certainly wasn't quite this way when we first came into town 100 years ago and they were losing all the time with Forrest Gregg and even the great Bart Starr. The successes were just not there in the ones and wins and losses. And then, of course, Bob Harlan, the president, begot Ron Wolf, who begot Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre, Reggie White, et cetera. And since that time, as you point out, with Rodgers following Brett Favre, I mean, how often do you get two Hall of Famers back-to-back? It doesn't happen too often. We can think of San Francisco with Joe Montana and Steve Young. So you know, the Packers expect more of themselves, but so do the fans. And so I'd say overall, you've got a shock Packer nation and one that is very, very eager to see some changes. Experience tells me let's again sit back. Let's look at the entire picture. But once again, there is a trend here. 2021 games, 3 games below 500. That's not Green Bay Packer like. So at the end of the year, if they finish 7-9 or even 8-8, even if they crawl into the playoffs in their first round knockout, I think they've got to do some serious thinking. The way it's structured, though, Mark Murphy, the president, I don't know if he's so eager. It might be a Ted Thompson saying, well, perhaps I'll just step down. I'm not sure McCarthy is going to be. If McCarthy is let go, he will have about 5 job offers within 5 minutes of the announcement. He's that good a coach. He's, you know, if he can get another Super Bowl, you might be looking at a Hall of Fame coach. How many coaches can say that on their resume? Not too many. But again, I just think we have to wait it all out and see if they can get on track here. But Big E, as we speak, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. I'm seriously doubting after watching, you know, the last 4 of the last 5 losses and 3 in a row. I'm seriously doubting whether this team is capable of doing it, given the injury scenario and the performance below par.
Well, let's talk some hypotheticals. I mean, just if they were to make that move and fire McCarthy, I mean, who would replace him or who should?
Well, who's out there? You know, there are a lot of good young coaches, you know, assistants, but to me, no one comes to mind of the caliber of a Mike McCarthy. It may just be, though, that you get into a spot where your message is stale. Maybe the team isn't responding. The players are vehemently denying that, by the way, the younger ones. And it was Rodgers who came out and said that that report was totally inaccurate. It's nonsense. But again, it happens when you're losing. So I think there are probably some good youngsters, I say youngsters relatively speaking, who have opportunities yeah. to come in. I don't think there's anyone necessarily within the Packers organization they'd move up, a young shining star. But to me, you know what? I'm fine with Mike McCarthy. I really am. I have a lot of faith in him and his energy level and his desire to win. He said, let's face the facts, earlier in the week when asked about, you know, if the team is responding to him. He said, I've had a blank of a lot of success here, you know, and he has.
Yeah.
And I think when his back, he's Pittsburgh tough, as Ted Thompson called him, the Steel City native. And when his back is against the wall, that's when he comes out scratching. So, he's punching. You know, he's not scratching. He's punching.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. Tom Pippins is with us on SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He's the sports director with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We've been hitting it hard talking about the Packers. Quickly, let's shift gears. We are, three and a half weeks into the NBA season. Give us a hit on the Milwaukee Bucks. Where do they stand at this point?
Up and down, E, up and down. Earlier, you know, they've lost two games to teams who didn't have wins before they played them. One, in fact, to the New Orleans Pelicans, who that was a home game. So after they defeated them on the road, inconsistent. Giannis looks like an all-star. He is just, you know, doing. In fact, I think he became the second, the youngest player, and the second in history, I think, to throw up, you know, he stuffed the stat sheet. He's doing it all. Jabari Parker is coming on. The two youngsters are good. But it's a group that disappoints me at times with effort. The other night in Atlanta, they got off to a great start. They scored 9 points in the second quarter. Well, you can't win that way. They got down. They allowed a 19-0 run and fell down by 20, made a furious comeback only to fall short in the end. So I've been a little bit disappointed. 500 team at this juncture. It looks as if they're going to have a tough time making the playoffs. But again, this is a rebuild with this team. They brought in a few veterans. Jason Terry, one you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
Teletovich, a good outside shooter. They got the kid from Cleveland, Dellavedova. He's had some good leadership. But I think it's a group that's still trying to come together under Jason Kidd. And once again, the proof of performance, it's a small sample. Let's extrapolate out. Let's look at it here in 2-3 months and see where they're at. But this is a tough East division, and I think they'll be challenged to make the playoffs, though I certainly I'm not going to say that's not going to happen. You know, let's wait that one out. I think the greatest story, if I may,
sure.
is that of the Wisconsin Badgers football team.
There you go.
We expected a sub-500 season. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're rolling.
The schedule was murderous. You know, LSU, Ohio State, Michigan. My goodness, they have two losses, and one was against the Buckeyes in overtime at home, admittedly at home, and the other to Michigan, where they played them very, very tough. They're sitting seventh. They're in the conversation for Pro Football Playoff. The job that Paul Chryst and they have had numerous injuries. The defense is one of the best in the country,
mm-hmm.
and they have just found a way. They all accept their roles and do it. It's one of the fine sports stories that I have seen in years.
Oh, we always covered all the Packers, the Bucks, and Wisconsin with Tom Pippins, the sports director from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Always a true pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much, Tommy P.
It goes right back at you. God's blessings to you and the listeners. Look forward to the next time, Biggie.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.